That concern among families of U.S. troops was stirred earlier this month when the Pentagon announced longer stays in Iraq. There was a wave of outrage, even a small rebellion, among many reserve and guard families who'd been expecting their husbands, wives, fathers, and mothers back by the end of the year. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The order extending Army Reserve and National Guard deployments was signed by President Bush on September 5th, but the troops and their families didn't learn of the policy change until 4 days later, and that's when the questions began. As Public Affairs Officer for the Army Reserve, Major Steve Harmon hears a lot of them.
There's an adjustment period that everybody's going through right now. And what that policy states is all soldiers, both active and reserve component, that are there in what we're calling OIF, for Operation Iraqi Freedom Rotation 1, will spend upwards of 12 months boots on ground, which means time actually in the theater.
Because many of the Army Reserve and Guard troops spent months deployed in this country before they were shipped to Iraq, the new order means they will be away from their jobs and their families for up to a year and a half. The news of the extended deployment has turned Amanda Ballou's old farmhouse in Wakarusa, Kansas, into an impromptu media center. News clippings are pinned up on the wall. She's constantly on the phone with reporters and family members of other reservists and National Guardsmen.
When we found out about it, we were just kind of like, no way.
Ballou's husband, Jason, is a specialist with the 129th Transportation Company, deployed in January but not sent to Iraq until April. She says when she heard about the extension, she got angry and joined other wives to create a website and an online petition drive to bring the 129th home. Though it's been less than 2 weeks, the petition has already garnered 10,000 signatures, and Ballou's getting calls of support from families of reservists and National Guardsmen all over the country.
This is not just us in Kansas. This is a nationwide movement. There are many, many, many families and friends who are unhappy about this, because this is not what was expected and this is not what was told to us, and so there are many people that are speaking out against this.
Across the country, family members of reservists and National Guardsmen are complaining to the Army and their members of Congress about the new policy. In Minnesota, families of National Guard troops that are part of the 142nd Engineer Group started their own website and online petition. Pentagon officials say the need for reserve and National Guard troops in Iraq may lessen if the U.S. can convince other countries to provide troops for a larger multinational force in Iraq. But Army Reserves Major Steve Harmon says there's no avoiding the fact that much of what's needed now in Iraq is precisely what the reserves has to offer.
A little over 54% of our combat service support assets, such as logistics, civil affairs, petroleum water units, judges, quartermaster units, those types of things all reside, and those core competencies reside in the Army Reserve. And they need us to help put that nation back together, and we've got that capabilities.
In Wakarusa, Glenda Whitaker is comforting 5-month-old Ethan Emmons. He's the son of another soldier in the 129th, Staff Sergeant Chris Emmons. Whitaker has been helping care for Ethan since his mom, Kelly, went back to work. She says Ethan was born April 27th, the day that the 129th left for Iraq.
He's our little milestone. He reminds us of how long they've been gone.
The ordeal of having their husbands away and the campaign to bring them back home has drawn these wives together. Whitaker's husband, John, is also a sergeant with the 129th. She says it's clear from the conversations she and other wives have had with their husbands that morale in the company is low.
You know, they're encouraging what we're doing, and I said we're worried about, you know, what we're doing, how it's affecting you. And it's like, nothing you could do could possibly make it any worse for us. Mm-hmm. And then they're miserable. I mean, they want to know when their time ends. You know, they need something to look forward to, and they don't have it right now, and, you know, their leaders aren't really giving them the direction that they need.
The wives say upwards of 80% of the nearly 300 soldiers in the 129th Transportation Company don't plan to reenlist when their current tours are up. Army Reserve officials say retention is important to maintaining a trained and ready force, and they're concerned about anything that might discourage reenlistments. Florida Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat and member of the Armed Services Committee, is threatening to block the appointment of the new Army Secretary unless the Defense Department changes the policy. Nelson has been meeting with families upset about the extended deployment and says he believes the policy may end up hurting the Guard and Reserves.
The way that we have relied on the National Guard and the Reserves in the past is not going to be an option available to us if these guys are not going to be reenlisting, because they feel like that they're being jerked around as to a certainty of being able to return to their civilian lives back in the States.
Army officials say they're working to minimize the amount of time Reserve and National Guard troops will spend in Iraq, but that President Bush does have the authority to extend deployments up to as long as 2 years. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.